Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The C. Fridiger Building on North Central in downtown Medford was the site of several small businesses during the 1920s and 1930s. In 1932, H.O. and Lilla Puriker opened the Puriker Piano House in the building. They closed during World War II when it became difficult to get music materials, but reopened in 1945 after remodeling the exterior and adding lots of windows. Pedestrians in the street could see practically everything inside. The business received national recognition as one of the most attractive stores in the United States. Always innovative, the store contained listening booths, so customers could hear records before buying them. The Puriker Lucky Record Club gave paying customers tokens that could be exchanged for free LP records. An employee who began working for the store in 1946, Jack Stone, became the owner and president of the Puriker Music House in 1965. Stone continued the idea of enticing customers in unique ways. One example was a billboard message designed to attract customers that said, "Only 36 more days until Beethoven's birthday." Today's episode of As It was written by Luana Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.